Hello, everyone. Excuse me. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm excited today. I'm Carrie Murphy, by the way, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help us celebrate our season finale, our final call of season 20, and of course to help me welcome the wonderful Dr. Monique Hunt to talk about claiming your ancestral blessings, healing generational wounds. Did you know that your ancestors, their sufferings, their gifts, their strengths, their traumas, their heartaches are embedded in your DNA? For example, very quickly, if any of your recent or ancient ancestors experienced abandonment, you might be unconsciously reliving those stories. Or if they had poverty wounds, that may interrupt the flow of abundance for you. So we want to talk about all of this. It's time to experience freedom by releasing that trauma, healing your family's karmic wounds. And this is really profound and powerful work that will not only impact your life, but future generations. So thank you for being here. We will be taking live callers later. Press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand, and we're going to talk about, we're really focusing on this topic of abandonment, ancestral lineage abandonment. So if you have questions on that, we're really going to focus on that. So and we're going to let it flow as always. So welcome home, all of you beautiful star seeds, luminous light leaders, starlight messengers to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration. Welcome to this new moment on New Earth, another powerful choice point in your ascension journey as you have the opportunity to consciously rise above any external chaos and distraction and step into your divinely designed role as a designer and a creator of New Earth. I always like to remind you that this is a very safe haven. It is a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary to be reunited with soul family. It is a unity community to empower you and liberate you. And I am dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we expand our angel wings and soar into brilliant new realities together. Today is a show, I'm very excited about it. I love our time with Dr. Monique. It's a heart homecoming with her. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. So grateful that you found your way here today. I do want to invite you to subscribe to our show. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher. And we would love to see you in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul to find us, or Carrie Murphy to find me personally. And now my favorite question, what is the best that could happen today on our final show of the season with Dr. Monique and myself and all of you? Please set a clear, empowered personal intention for what you wish to experience. My intention with our gathering is to be a clear, pristine ray of divine light and love in selfless service to allow for the greatest openings into healing, vitality, joy, and empowerment for all of us gathered here today. And of course, for loving energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space and portal with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Write in and let us know how you're doing, how you're feeling. I will be checking the webcast, and again, press star 2 to raise your hand to be a part of that later. So we're talking about claiming ancestral blessings. Dr. Monique has channeled messages from the ancestors for thousands of people worldwide, and she knows that most of your ancestors are actually happy, healthy, whole, and healed. Frequently, we hear that the only way to heal generational wounds is to heal our ancestors. Well, not all of the ancestors need healing to support us or to heal our wounds. Yes, some need our support to release generational wounds and cultural trauma, but many actually have the not only the experience, but the desire, the expertise, and a divine contract to help you clear a path so that you can fulfill your soul purpose and release trauma that is embedded in your DNA from the ancestors. So what if you could actually call upon an ancestor to help you heal your relationship or know the perfect next step to take in your career or your business? Or what if you could partner with your ancestors to clear poverty wounds and create more abundance? Or what if you could release abandonment and betrayal wounds just by partnering with the ancestor grandmothers? You can, and that's what we're going to focus on today. During the live show today, Monique will share how to align with those courageous, wise, creative ancestors for healing and guidance. And they really want to develop a relationship with you and support you. They have healed their wounds, so it makes them very capable of providing you with guidance through all of your obstacles and challenges. So that's what we're going to get into. And you're also going to learn the top three ancestors that are eagerly waiting to help you, how ancestral story clearing can guide you to better relationships with your friends, family, clients, and community, the number one karmic story that creates significant challenges and what to do about it, plus how ancestral story clearing is the best way to release trauma to give you that freedom to live your purpose. So we have a lot to dive into, so let's get this party started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and joy to Dr. Monique as I welcome her back. Welcome back, my dear. Hi.
Thank you. Hi. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Oh, we always have so much fun, even though we're doing really powerful, work. It's always such a joy to have you. You are always so so in your heart, Monique. I love that about you.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Well, I love being with you and being with your community, and I'm excited to be sort of the last show of the season. The last show of the season. That's exciting.
Of season 20, yeah, and you've been on quite a few times. One thing I was wondering, and we're going to get into more specifics, but with this work that you do with ancestral story clearing, and that's what you've created, have you found, especially at this time, because it's a unique time on the planet, that this work is more important than ever?
Absolutely. I have been in deep, deep conversations recently with the ancestors. So there's my blood ancestors that guide me, and then there is a collective of ancestors that are higher spiritual beings that will really give me guidance and information on what to share and when. And this information, this connection that we're making to the ancestors and bringing in their blessings and bringing in their gifts that we inherited, this is the time to do that. They have overcome some of the things that we're experiencing right now, and they've done it in a very gracious way. And so this is the time. This is absolutely the time to embrace them and mm-hmm. to have them come and support us in this space that we're in, because there are some beautiful gifts that are coming out of this experience.
I know. People may think that's hard to believe at times, but there are, and that's why we're here. That's why you do the work that you do. You know, for someone who may be new to you, how did you get into this, and then describe what ancestral story clearing is that you created?
Sure. I'll give a real short story about, there are many paths that brought me to where I am now, and those paths happen in different times in my life. And different years, different, spaces. But one of the ones that I haven't shared as much about, because it was such a turning point for me, was when I went to visit the plantation that my great-great-grandmother was enslaved on. Hmm. And as we went to the plantation, we were going there as a part of family history research that my mom and my aunt were doing to create our family history book. And they knew that my grandmother's grandmother was actually on that plantation. So my grandmother, my mom, my aunt, two of my aunts, and I all took the journey to Culpeper, Virginia, to go to this plantation. And as we arrived at the plantation, you could feel sort of this stillness that came over our vehicle as we got there. And when we arrived, we met the owner of the property, who allowed us to roam the property, and he gave us a little bit of a tour, and then he told us where many of the grave sites were of those who were enslaved on the property. So we went to walk in that area, which was up a really, really steep hill, and we climbed this hill, and we get to the top, and I'm standing there, and I'm realizing I'm actually standing on the earth that my ancestors walked. Mm-hmm. I'm standing on top of where these bodies are buried, right? Mm-hmm. And there's like chills that just come over my body. And I stood there and I said a prayer and I thanked them for their sacrifice and I thanked them for the blessings that they had shared with me and the strength that they had poured into each of us consciously and unconsciously. And as I started walking, I fell into a hole. And normally, you know, you fall into a hole like that, you're sort of thinking, I got to get out of this hole, right? I would have been in a panic. But there wasn't any panic, you know. And I stood there for a moment, and I stayed in that space for a moment. And when I say I fell into a hole, I mean this hole was like up past my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood there for a moment, and I felt this energy that just came over me, and there were messages that were shared with me. And they were messages of hope and inspiration and love and kindness. And I thought, wow, you know, this is pretty powerful. And at that time, I was actually working as an engineer in corporate America, so I wasn't even on this path at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt a real closeness to them, and I watched my grandmother and how she was connecting with the land and connecting with the ancestors and each of my aunts and my mom. And so finally, I get out of the hole, and I hear this message, connect with us. Stay with us. And at first I'm like, okay, but I have to go back to California.
Go back to my engineering job. And
exactly.
I'll try to fit this in when I can. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Good luck. I'm not moving to Virginia. And so, and then I realized that connect, you know, meant something totally different than this physical idea
right.
that I had. And I had always been connecting with the ancestors and was always interested in working with the elders and had a deep connection to the elders in our family. But this was really something different. And we all left that day, and there was silence in the van as we headed back to the resort that we were staying at. And when we got to the resort, we each kind of went our own ways for a moment, and then we were in a condo, and so I prepared a really nice meal, lit candles, thanked the ancestors for giving us the opportunity to be on that land, for giving us the opportunity to connect with them and thanking them for their support of me and whatever work that I was being called to do. And that was sort of one of the first steps. And then there were many other experiences along the way. The loss of some of the elders in my family as each of them transitioned into the spirit world, I would hear messages and they would reach out to me and they would talk to me. And then as time went on, they started sharing with me, you know, you have this message that needs to be shared. You have this real connection to us that has helped heal you and has helped heal our family. Now it's show others how to utilize this connection as well. And that's one of the paths that led me
right.
here.
So remind us, for those who have heard the story, maybe those who have not, how long you've been doing this, because you've been devoted to this for quite some time, and, you know, there is a very deep, honorable channeling work that you've done that has really expanded. But how long has it been that you have stepped away from your engineering career and then really devoted your life to this?
I left my engineering career in 1998, February 10th at 10:10 a.m. in the morning.
That's so funny.
I signed the agreement to leave.
Powerful moment.
Yes, it was a very, very powerful moment because for two reasons. One, I knew that I was supposed to be doing something different. I knew that I was having deeper and deeper connections with the spirit world, and I knew that that would be something that I would be sharing. But I didn't know how. You know, how would I share this? What does this look like? And so I went through some of the struggles that many people go through who are doing this work or who are wanting to share their spiritual gifts of, you know, just really going through this self-discovery and this connection and how do you put this all together. And so it from 1998 till about 2000, that was when I was doing lots of discovery and learning and connecting on a deeper level to my guides, connecting on a deeper level with the ancestors, working with angels, and really asking these deep questions about what, and also asking for them to bring to me a physical person that might be able to help me pull all of this together. And that's when I started reaching out to different spiritual teachers and working with some spiritual teachers and having conversations with them about what I was feeling and what I was experiencing. And then in 2000 is when I really started doing, professionally doing work with the ancestors and spirit guides and angels. But I had been doing it for most of my life, you know, connecting with the ancestors, connecting with spirit guides, sharing with my friends and family. And one of the things that I didn't mention is that my grandmothers were both intuitive. So the grandmother that I was on the plantation mm-hmm. with was an intuitive. And then my grandmother on my father's side was a healer. And many of the people in the community would come to receive healings from my grandmother. And so I knew that I had, you know, some of this in me and just the messages that they were sharing with me.
Right. Kind of
brought all of it together, yeah.
And then you created Ancestral Story Clearing.
Yes.
Which is what you've been doing, and you work privately with clients. You do these beautiful group gatherings. But explain to the listeners what it is and how it's expanded over the years.
Yes. So Ancestral Story Clearing is really taking a look at and how it originally started. Was taking a look at the wounds that we all have that have been passed down to us from our ancestors. So our ancestors had stories, and they had stories that were filled with, you know, maybe betrayal and abandonment, which we'll talk about today, some abuse, poverty, addiction, fear, grief, anger, shame. They had these stories, and these stories have been passed down from generation to generation to generation to the point where they're not just stories that we hear, but they're stories that live inside of us. They're stories that are embedded in us. And there's even some scientific evidence that genetically things have changed, that these stories ride in our DNA. But these are the stories that become burdens that we carry. And these are burdens that we take on, and then when we experience something in our own lives, it becomes intensified because we're carrying this baggage with us from generation mm-hmm. to generation to generation. So what Ancestral Story Clearing does is we take a look at what are those stories that are impacting your family lineage? And what do we need to do to heal those stories? And I do different ways of healing the story depending on, you know, what is showing up for each individual. And so we clear those stories by connecting with the ancestors, finding out what the story is. And that was how we started. And then the ancestors started coming forward and saying, okay, you're focusing a lot on the parts that need to be healed, but you're forgetting about those of us who are healed, those
right.
of us who can help you on a deeper level. And that's where the claim your blessing part started coming in. And they started reminding me that if you work with the healed ancestors and the happy, whole, loving, kind ancestors, they can help with those ancestors that are still experiencing or stuck in this energy of lack and this energy of pain. And by working together and partnering together, we can elevate those ancestors so now they can become wise guys for you as well. And that's what ancestral story clearing is. So it's really taking a look at what are these stories and how can we clear the path by clearing up some of these stories, by tapping into the stories, by helping the ancestors heal. How can we clear this path, and we do clear the path, so that you can live your purpose and leave your legacy in the world on a much deeper and bigger level. And so oftentimes people who come to me have been dealing with, you know, some real traumatic experiences, you know, trauma. And some of it they feel like, you know, I'm experiencing it now. And then some of it they just don't understand where it's coming from.
Right.
And we know that it's coming, you know, it's coming from these ancestors. And they may have tried lots of different healing modalities, and they've tried different spiritual practices, and those things are helping. I want to make that clear. They're all helping. They're all supporting you. If you're feeling guided towards it, then they're supporting you. But sometimes there's an underlying piece that needs to be cleared, and that's those ancestral wounds, so that work can become even more profound for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what ancestral story clearing does. It really sets the foundation for all of this work to be even more impactful and more helpful to us.
So what have you noticed, you know, for people who don't clear those generational wounds, what typically happens?
Well, what happens is we continue to repeat these
right.
stories in our own lives. And then it's passed to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. And so when we look at, we're talking about abandonment wounds. When we're looking at abandonment wounds, what happens is those wounds get passed from generation to generation, and it can show up as parents not being emotionally available, parents not being physically available, us, maybe we're that parent that wasn't available, right? There's trust issues, there's betrayal issues. Oftentimes there can be addiction issues that show up. So when we're not healing these, then we're allowing them to continue from generation to generation to generation. And the beautiful thing is that as we begin to heal, then we also help future generations heal. If we don't heal these wounds, then it oftentimes what I've seen is it blocks people from really fully expressing their purpose. I have so many clients that want to leave, you know, a legacy in the world. They have something that they want to leave to the world, whether it's a small project where they're, you know, doing work to help their family members, or they're building, like some client that I have that is building a library in her village in Africa, clients who are building retreats on their property. And, you know, there's so many things that people want to do, and all of them were finding that the ancestral wounds that they were holding we're making it more difficult for them to be able to create these things in their life. And as they healed these wounds and partnered with the ancestors, what they found is they were able to really flow in a way that they had never been able to flow before. Resources were coming to them. Opportunities were starting to come to them. They became more creative. They felt more confident expressing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They engaged in other spiritual practices that really began to open them up in ways that they hadn't experienced before. So when we heal these wounds, that is part of the, I guess you could say, side effect, right, of
yes.
healing these wounds, the benefits of healing these wounds. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's like all of that unconscious self-sabotage. It's like people don't even realize it's happening, and they're sabotaging their own success or their own connection to their divine purpose or mission. And it can be from a lot of these different stories. You mentioned some of them: addiction, abandonment, poverty, betrayal, fear, shame, guilt, grief. I think there may be a few more I missed, but
anger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those are the primary ones that you've worked with. But since we're focusing on abandonment, is that because you find that to be the most prevalent, the most common?
Yeah. So what I did is I looked over my work over the last 15 years. And the reason why I went back just 15 is because I had a couple of computer dumps that caused me to lose data. A couple of, you know, hard drive crashes in there that, you know. But I went back and I looked and I identified with, you know, along the way. So I keep track of the karmic stories that people tell me they want to work on. And I started looking and I started tallying it up. And abandonment was the number one story.
Hmm.
Abandonment was the number one story. Now, there were others. You know, I usually ask people to identify, you know, three to start with, and we start working with those three. So abandonment and betrayal were the top ones. I thought maybe poverty would be, but it really wasn't. So it was abandonment, betrayal, shame, and grief. Those were the top four that people were really wanting to clear. Now, each one of the karmic stories impacts the other karmic stories. And we may not, you know, some people may not have poverty in their family lineage that they know of. And so poverty may not be very strong, but it still may be showing up in different ways, because poverty is not just about the lack of money. And so it may be showing up in different ways. But maybe abandonment is the main story, and poverty is just a part of what, you know,
right.
came out
exactly.
of that. Right, right. So abandonment is the one of the top stories that people want to release.
I believe it. I believe it. Jackie from Washington asked a question that I was going to get into with you. So she says, how can we heal if we don't know anything about our ancestors? And we've talked about this when you've been on here. It's an important question. So thank you, Jackie.
Yes, it's a very important question. And it's one that I'm asked quite frequently. And what we do know is that we have four generational lines. We have a mother and a father, and they had mother and father. So we know that we have, you know, we have these family members, and we know that we have grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. So we know that they exist. There isn't a need to actually know their stories. Now, if you do, great. It's helpful. But if you don't, that's okay, too, because what we know is they had history. And if we know where maybe our family members originated from, let's say you know that you had family members that were, you know, from another country and migrated to where you're living now, right? They are, or maybe they immigrated in the last few years, but you know their history, and you can go back and take a look at what historically was going on in that land where your ancestors mm-hmm. came from. And you'll know if there was, let's say there was famine of some sort. Let's say they survived the Great Depression, or maybe they were part of the Holocaust, or maybe they were enslaved, or maybe they were part of one of the wars. All of those historical experiences hold different stories that these ancestors experienced. So that's one way that we can take mm-hmm. a look if you have that information. Now, there are people who were adopted, and so they don't have that kind of information. Maybe they don't know where their family members originated from, and they don't have that information. So the powerful thing is about being adopted or even in foster care is that you actually have the ancestors of those people who took care of you as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have those ancestors that you can tap into. And even if those experiences weren't positive, right, your experience with your foster family or your adopted family weren't positive, it doesn't mean that there aren't ancestors in that lineage that can be of support to you now. And so you have that group. And you also have another group of ancestors, and those are the historical ancestors. So let's say you connect with the work of someone who has written a book on some topic that you really love, right? And that person is now deceased. That can be an ancestor that you can bring into your life and help you with mm-hmm. your healing and your experience. And so what we do is we know that the ancestors exist. You can take a look at what you're seeing is happening in your family. So I usually will tell people, take a look at all of the karmic stories that we work on. This, and we focus specifically on 9. Take a look at those 9 karmic stories. And how many of them do you think are showing up in your life based on your experiences? How many do you feel are showing up in the lives of your family members? And if you've heard stories about your ancestors, both adopted or your blood ancestors, if you heard stories and those stories actually contained any of those karmic stories, you look at the historical experiences if you know what those are, and you identify which karmic stories they may have experienced, that can give you some insight into the stories mm-hmm. that may be showing up for you that we need to clear and we need to support you with clearing.
Yes. I mean, it's really, I said it in the beginning, but it's very powerful work. I mean, it's something that can really relieve people of these repetitive patterns and burdens, as you mentioned before. And then for our children and their children, you know, it's such a beautiful blessing to actually do this work. It provides, like you said, healing for future generations, and I think that's so important right now. I would love to just let you talk with some people. We have a lot of hands up, and a lot of people have written in to our webcast, so I'll be going to both. It's star 2 to raise your hand. And I know that you've shared with me, for all of you callers, if you could just say your name and a very brief, as you say, Monique, make it simple, make it quick, and then we're going to surround it with this topic of abandonment. But you will jump in, Monique, when you start getting the guidance come through from the ancestors, right? So don't take it personally if she interrupts. It's just the flow is coming, and we don't need a big story. And I say that respectfully and with honor, by the way.
Yeah. So. Can we add one thing in before we mm-hmm. open up so that people kind of give people a reference about abandonment? Oftentimes we talk about abandonment from the standpoint of somebody walking away from us. And abandonment can be maybe a parent died when you were younger. Maybe a parent withheld love from you. Abandonment can be you are constantly experiencing people who are disappearing, people who have walked away, people who have died, people who are just not emotionally connected. So abandonment can come that way. But there can also be abandonment of physical objects. Let's say loss can be a form of abandonment. You've lost your home. right? You've lost your job. You feel mm-hmm. abandoned by all of the things that you are familiar with. So just as you're thinking about your question, think about how maybe abandonment has shown up in your life, in your experience. For me, my grandmother was, both of my grandmothers, their mothers died when they were roughly 4 and 5 years old. So mm-hmm. their abandonment started then. It wasn't the parent chose to be gone, but their mothers died. And when their mothers died, fathers in that time were not single parents, right? You didn't see a whole lot of single dads, particularly those that were in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So both of my grandmothers were in orphanages. And so not only did they have the abandonment that they experienced from their mothers, but their fathers as well. And then within the orphanages, the experiences that they had around abandonment. And as I really started to understand how abandonment, karmic stories of abandonment play out in your lives, I started seeing it in my family members. And I started seeing it in divorce, seeing it in marrying absent people, right? People
mm-hmm.
who were absent, who were just not either physically present or emotionally present. And I started seeing that this abandonment wound was very deep in my family. So just taking a look at how this is showing up. I didn't personally experience abandonment. My parents were both in my life. I didn't experience a lot of abandonment, but I did see it playing out in my life in a different way. So there, that kind of gives it a framework
for people
to ask their question. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for highlighting that. That's helpful. Okay, I'm coming out there. And, of course, those of you who wrote in the webcast earlier, let me know you're still there and maybe reframe your question based on what Monique just shared. But I'm going to the live callers right now. It's so interesting, Monique. I would say half of our audience, they have their hands up. So a lot of people wanting to connect. Okay, so first caller that I'm going to is area code 914. You're live, 914.
Hi, Carrie and Dr. Monique. This is Lori.
Hi.
Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Hi, Lori.
I just knew you were going to call on me.
You were flashing
gosh.
At me, Lori.
I know, because, I knew you were talking about ancestral healing today, but I didn't know what the topic. And as soon as you said abandonment, I said, oh, my God, this is my call. I was practically in tears. That's my core issue, and I don't know if you want me to go into the story, but
we don't have to go deep into the story. Where did you first notice abandonment in your family lineage?
Okay, so for me, it was actually me. I became a widow at 27.
Ah, yes.
And I also have an aunt that also became a widow young, also
okay.
in her 30s. So
okay. Okay.
I know it goes
okay.
through my line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So abandonment as a result of death and loss. And I'm also sensing that there's still some karmic stories of grief that are coming through
yeah.
as well. Mm-hmm. Which
yeah.
is very, mm-hmm. I mean, those are very, as I was saying, oftentimes they're very connected.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're experiencing one karmic story, there are others that are showing up as well. So there is a little bit of grief that's there. Okay, let me connect in and see what message your ancestors have for you. So you have a, and she's smiling at me, a great great, great grandmother on your mm-hmm. father's mother's side, going back to her mm-hmm. mother's lineage. You have within your lineage some very, very powerful women who were healers, unconscious healers. right? Mm-hmm. And they're sharing with me that I guess some gift that you have that you haven't really been utilizing. I don't know if it's something around creativity or something around healing, but they want you to begin to do something creative. And that creative can be, you know, excuse me, working in your garden. It can be painting. It can be any kind of art. It can be writing. Whatever it is, they want you to begin to do something creative. And they're saying that you've abandoned your own creativity.
Yeah.
Now, I share this with you. A lot of times people are like, okay, so what is the healing, right? And the ancestors will share spiritual practices. They'll share different activities that you need to do to help with your healing. And so your ancestors are saying, connect back to that creativity. And as you connect back to that creativity is what helps the feelings of abandonment. That's what clears up some of the trauma that was experienced as a result of the abandonment. You have in your lineage several ancestors along the way who also lost husbands to various historical events, war being one of the big ones. You have three ancestors actually on your mother's side who all experienced deaths of their spouses at very young ages as a result of war. And so those women are also a part of this healing collective that wants to support you. And what they're showing me is they're all engaged in something creative, and they're saying that creativity is what will create healing in you. And it doesn't have to be something you do professionally. It doesn't have to be, I mean, it can be, but it could be something that you just do for fun on your own. It could be photography, you know, going out and taking a picture. It could be creative solutions for people who are maybe having some challenges. So it's really, you know, thinking about what it is and how you want to express yourself more creatively. And that's when the healing and transformation starts to take place.
Cool. That is so interesting because my creative talents are starting to arise in this past year and a half. Mm-hmm. That I've been doing work to go within. And just this past year, I started downloading these beautiful poems.
Hmm. See? Beautiful.
That got me going on this creative journey that I'm on right now.
Mm-hmm. Keep it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep it going. They're telling you.
Yeah, this was a beautiful validation.
Tap into the ancestors because they are wanting to share messages with you through your creativity.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Lori. Well,
beautiful.
Keep
thank you so
sharing
much.
And expressing. You're so welcome. Glad you're here, my dear. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Lori. Monique, thank you for that. I am moving on to area code 650. You're live, 650.
Is that me?
It's you. Who's you?
Hi, I'm Maria. Thank you so
Hi.
Much. So much to me. I feel I'm in a precipice where I need to find something or it's just we're done because I keep trying and I keep getting blockages. And I feel just abandoned from myself, but also family lineage, the country, the government, education, money, home, lack of relationships or family betrayals, abuse. So it's a lot. And even the slightest thing will just doesn't get resolved, and it just throws me for a loop, and I just, it defines me my whole life to where I don't even function. And so I just was in a depression, starting to feel a little bit better today, but just trying to make decisions and move and finally clear things out. It's like I'm over the whole cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Who can I go to actually make it stick, and what's actually going to work that can work fast, but then also implement incrementally.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there were quite a few things that were coming up. Do you have a regular spiritual practice that you're participating in?
Do I have a regular spiritual practice that, what was that?
That you do, like, every day.
I get up every day, and I do, I call in angels, and I talk to gods and thank them and help direct my day. I thank my body.
Okay. Those are all good. Those are all very, very good.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay. We want to, I'm sensing from them that they're wanting to have a deeper presence in your life. And there are three ancestors that are coming forward.
Okay.
And these are ancestors who are your, they're like your door openers, your opportunity ancestors. These are the ancestors that when you're looking for creative solutions, when you're looking for more opportunities, when you're looking for answers, these are three powerful ancestors that you can go to. And do you have an altar in your home by any chance?
An altar?
Mm-hmm.
Sort
no?
Of.
Okay, sort of. That's fine.
It's kind
sort
of.
Sort of is fine.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Sort of is fine. One of the best ways to honor and connect with our ancestors is through something that honors them. And usually that's an altar. And that altar can be, you know, it can take up a whole room, or it can be as small as a candle in a corner, right? So you pick what you want it to be. These three women that want to connect with you, there's three things that they want you to place on your altar. One is a heart. One is something blue. And the other is the word bold.
Mm-hmm.
And so heart, blue, and bold, right? And this altar can be a candle with just those three things on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a way to begin to honor these three and ask them to come through and help you and support you. So your practice with this is every morning to walk to this altar that you've set up and place a glass of water on the altar, light a candle, and all of those things that you say that you already do in the morning,
mm-hmm.
stand before this altar with these three items. And the heart can be, you know, you can draw the heart. It doesn't have to be anything that you go out and buy. You stand before these three items on your altar. You light your candle. You have your glass of water as an offering to the ancestors. Or you can even put, you know, if you drink coffee in the morning, put a little bit of coffee in there for them, or tea, or whatever it is that you do in the morning, you know, to kind of nourish yourself. You can actually place a little bit on the altar. If you have a piece of fruit, place a piece of fruit on the altar as an offering to the ancestors.
Okay.
And then do the practice that you already do. And then ask the ancestors for support with one thing that you're needing support with that day. Just one thing. And you can ask for that same thing a number of days in a row until you start to notice some shift. So it's not a big thing. It's one small thing that you could use some help with. And begin to work with the ancestors. And what we're doing with this is you're inviting only the happy, healthy, whole, healed ancestors in. Now, if you want to add pictures on your altar, you can add pictures of ancestors. Those pictures should only be pictures of people who are deceased and people that you had a positive relationship with or you heard positive stories about. And begin to work with this. And I know, you know, a lot of times people say, okay, so what is the answer? I want it done now. But once again, these spiritual practices that these ancestors share with me, when people implement these practices, that is where they experience a lot of transformation. Because it's one thing for me to tell you what to do, but it's another thing for you to actually do these practices that they're sharing with you to help with your transformation and to create a deeper relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
So these three want a deeper relationship with you, and they are available to support you and help you. And this is sort of the first step for you in that process of connecting with them.
Okay. I so appreciate that there are three that are coming forward. Can I know who they are? Because I don't know of any who've crossed over that have I have positive relationship with that I know that
okay.
are crossed over.
Well, and here's the thing. When we're working with these ancestors, many of them are coming from 14, 15, 16, 8 generations, 7 generations. So these are not necessarily, in fact, most of the ancestors that are happy, healed, and whole that first come mm-hmm. through when we're doing this work are ancestors that are from multiple generations back.
Mm-hmm.
So these are not necessarily ancestors that you would have had any kind of physical connection with at any time.
Okay.
Okay,
because my
yeah.
mother recently passed, and we do have kind of an altar for her, but not in my room. It's in a public place, so I won't put her as part of that.
Yeah, and if you, I mean, if you had a positive relationship with her and you want to put something on your altar about her, that's great. If you are still feeling some grief and maybe there's some things that are unresolved, then let's not start with that. We want to start with, you know, kind of coming from a positive place. And once you start connecting with these three, then you can start to heal some of those other relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Maria.
So, yeah, somewhere to start.
Thank you. I so appreciate that. Blessings to all of you.
And to
blessings
you too, Maria. And the good thing about everything that you shared, Monique, anyone listening can do that.
Right.
So you shared a lot of beautiful information about how to cultivate that relationship, you know, by calling in the healthy, whole, supportive ancestors, create an altar, do it every day, create a practice that cultivates that relationship. So, great information. Oh gosh. Okay. I'm going to take, there's so many hands up. There are so many people writing in. Let me take another live caller. Then we'll talk about your offers. I'll go to the webcast and I'll probably come back to callers just to.
Beautiful.
Okay. Where was I going? I'm going to go to area code 801. You're live. 801.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that me?
It's you. Hi. What is your name?
You know, I was just listening. My name's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. You know what I'm wondering about is if the ancestors are only your genetic ancestors or ancestors from other life? And can you call them those?
Ancestors from other life meaning past life?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, your soul ancestors. I know that's a weird
yes.
question, but I was just wondering.
No, no, not a weird question at all. It actually makes perfect sense. Yes, we can call upon, when we're doing our healing work, we're working with our blood ancestors, right? We're working with those ancestors because those are the ones where any of the trauma and wounds that have been passed down, the burdens that we're carrying, that's where those are coming from. But when we're talking about fulfilling our purpose and getting direction in our lives and opening up to new opportunities and, you know, creating these beautiful legacies and the different things that we're doing, we can call in the ancestors of, you know, we can call in historical ancestors, soul ancestors, we can call in spirit guides, angels. We can work with any of the spiritual beings that we want. I mean, any of the ancestors that you want to work with, we can call those forward and begin to work with them. So absolutely.
I'm wondering, is there a predominant one that wants to be worked with now?
Sure,
a
we can check.
Predominant being, I guess.
On your father's so your father's that's 1, 2, 3 so 6 generations back on your father's side, there is a wise elder. And this wise elder was the elder that everyone would go and sit at this elder, at the feet of this elder, and listen to stories. And these stories held messages that each one of those people who were listening needed to hear. And it's very interesting that this ancestor, it's a male ancestor, is coming through, because this ancestor would intuitively know that somebody may have been dealing with, like, heartbreak. And this ancestor would share a story about heartbreak that was actually a healing story. And I don't know how much work you do around story, but that is a place for you to begin to look at the stories that people are living. And so what he's sharing with me for you is learning the stories of any ancestors that you may, or people in your family, like talking to members of your family and listening to the stories that they may have shared, like maybe older members of your family, if there are any that are living, asking the stories, listening to the stories. Even as you are engaged with other people, listen to where the stories are. If you're watching TV or listening to something on the radio, listen for the story. Because there's something around story that will be a part of sort of the work that you'll be doing. And when we say work, it doesn't necessarily mean professional work, but there's something around story. So are you doing anything around that now?
You know, I can usually tell when something's going on with people. That part mm-hmm. I can understand. And I usually know what to say. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily have any ancestors left, except for my dad, but that are storytellers. And my dad's not, he's very quiet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
And they don't necessarily have to have been storytellers, but just if you recall any stories about a particular ancestor, then you might want to just jot that down. Like if at some point your father told you a story about his father or his experience with his father or his mother, then just start to write mm-hmm. that down. You don't have to write out the full story, but just kind of what were some of the points? Because those stories become your connection to your ancestors.
Oh, interesting.
That is interesting. Okay. And healing for you and for others as you share the stories, it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like a connect.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
yeah,
thank you, absolutely. Deborah. Glad you're here.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Have a great day.
All right. You
thank
too, Deborah. You. Okay. And I am going to the webcast, and I'll probably come back and take a few more here. First, if those of you would like to take this journey further with Dr. Monique, she has two beautiful offers for all of you. They can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace and you will see Dr. Monique's beautiful smiling face. Click on her picture and you'll see these two offerings. Offer A is Claim Your Ancestral Blessings. This is Clearing Generational Abandonment Wounds. And these are live abandonment healing ceremonies. How many are there, Monique? One, two of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's two.
Beginning in October. So they're right around the corner in about 2 weeks if you're listening to this live. And these are powerful group ceremonies, so describe what will take place, what your intention is.
Okay, so in these ceremonies, what we will be doing is connecting with the ancestors. I'll be teaching you how to build your altar to have that perfect relationship, to really build that relationship, an invitation to the ancestors, how to build your invitation for them to journey with you, to support you. And then to how to clarify what it is that you would like support with from your ancestors and how to really build that in and utilize that altar in a way that helps you with the ancestors. And you'll also receive a guide on how to do that as well. And so then we'll also, in that session, we'll meet with your ancestors. I'll take you on a guided journey where you'll have an opportunity to connect with the ancestors that most want to support you and help you at this time. And that during that journey, you'll also know what you need to include on your altar that specifically brings forward that ancestor, or, you know, sometimes there's two or three that will come through that want to work with you and support you. Mm-hmm. And then what we'll do is we'll start to clear some of the emotions that you are experiencing as a result of the burdens and the traumas that you've taken on from your ancestors. So I'll do a whole exercise on how to release that. And these are all tools and skills that you'll have that you can use forever. So it's not just a one-time thing. You can continue to go back through this and use it forever. And then in our second ceremony, that's when we're really clearing those abandonment wounds. You're going to receive a guided meditation and audios that will support you with deepening your connection to the ancestors, your ancestor guides. These are, you know, guides that may be part of your ancestral soul family. These are ancestors that may be ancestors from, you know, historical ancestors. You'll learn how to deepen that connection with them and with your blood ancestors. One of the steps to healing these wounds is through forgiveness and supporting these ancestors with forgiving those who may have inflicted these wounds upon them. So we'll go through a forgiveness prayer. All of these you'll have access to. You'll be able to use them over and over and over. And then we will connect with the ancestors, and I'll start to share messages with you that are coming through for me for people who are on the call. And you'll be able to receive different spiritual practices, just like we talked about today. So everything that I shared with people today, anyone can implement those practices immediately. So I'll begin to share the different practices that are coming through based on the experiences that people are having in the group. These messages will come through, and you can write down and really decide which practices you want to use immediately and which you may want to do over time. But you'll have a resource of spiritual practices that you can include that will help you with whatever you're dealing with around this abandonment wound. So that is option A.
There's a bonus there, too.
Yes.
It says you've included an abandonment and forgiveness healing meditation and prayer. That's an MP3 that people can start, you know, listening to right away. And so all of that is offer A. And then offer B is all of that. Plus a private session with you, a private ancestral story clearing session. So take it away on that.
Okay, yes. Okay, so we have the private clearing session. And what I love about this is that we really get to go deep into these stories. And we'll take a look at the abandonment story and what other stories, like I mentioned one person today, we talked about there's the abandonment story and then there's the grief that is associated. So we look at the abandonment story, what other stories may be associated with that abandonment story, and we begin to do some healing and clearing of that story. And we will connect with your ancestors to determine which one of those nine stories are the stories that are actually connected to abandonment, which ones are we're needing to urgently clear, right? You may already know, but we'll also connect with the ancestors to find that information out as well. And during that session, we will go deeper than what we've even experienced today. So you've experienced a little bit of it today, but we take this even deeper where we're connecting with the specific ancestors that experienced the wound and the ancestors who are most capable of helping you and that ancestor heal from the wound that has been carried on through your family lineage. And we do this together. We do this work together. We may go through different energy clearings, depending on what the ancestors want. And at the end, you'll have a specific practice that your ancestor wants you to do to begin to completely release this karmic story from your lineage. And you'll receive a recording of your session as well. And this is a recording that you can use, and you can even, if you want, you can share it with other family members that can help them as well. So that is your personal session with me. I don't offer personal sessions very much anymore because I find that we really need to take the work even deeper for some people. But I really like to just start with you know, really connecting with someone on the one-on-one session, and then we can decide if we need to go any deeper. So this is the one-on-one
session. Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm grateful that you're offering that, and grateful for the two live calls. And a lot of people are really connecting with this information. It's really, I think people know that there's some clearing that needs to happen, you know, on one of these stories, you know, one of these nine stories that, like you said, there's usually like three primary ones that are kind of blended in with one another. So I would love to take some of the questions from the webcast. A lot of you have written in, so Monique, I'm going to pop in there, and I'm going to go to Regine. Her name is R-E-G-I-N-E. She's in Germany, in Munich. She said, I definitely have an issue with abandonment, as I experienced severe punishments as a small child and then not a very loving husband. My main issue now is pain in different areas of my legs, which is the same that my mother had, as well as a blockage to using my healing and channeling gifts. I love your calls, Carrie. Thank you both so much. Thanks, Regine.
Regine, that's a beautiful name. Okay, so four powerful women, sort of as you were sharing that, kind of was like they came from around the trees. So I see a lot of nature work. And so I'm sure they're going to share practice on that as well. Okay, so these ancestors, these four women, are dressed in like flowy, some are in bright colors, some are in white, and they're just flowing forward, and they're saying that there is where one of the blocks is coming is wanting things to be a certain way in a certain path, a certain sequence, and they're wanting you to just flow. So they're encouraging you to put on like a flowy outfit. It could be even just a scarf around your neck or loose clothing. And so they have me moving my hands and stuff, almost like dance. And they want you to just go out in nature somewhere and put on a song that feels just uplifting and soothing to you. And they want you to just flow, and they want you to allow your arms to flow and your body to sway and just embrace the whole feeling of just flowing in motion. And use whatever motion you want. There's no system. There's no limitations. There's no perfect way. There's no specific way. There's no rules. You're just flowing. And you want to embrace this flowing because you have gifts inside of you that are beginning to come forward in a really powerful way, but you need to be in this flow. And there's something around your work that is evolving, and the way you're doing it now is actually going to shift and change. That these four women are ready to bring forward for you new skills, new abilities, and a new way of sharing your work that is unique to you. And in order for that to happen, this flow needs to happen. So the first flow is out in nature, and then you can actually do it in your home as well. And just allow your body to flow and move in any way that feels comfortable to you and to any music that feels comfortable to you. And then invite these ancestors to come in as like you're in ceremony, and bring them in and invite these four women to come and flow with you and to be with you. And as you are doing that, that's where the transformation starts to take place for you. Mm-hmm. And that's when, and they're going specifically there. I know you asked about the abandonment, but they're actually specifically going to there because they're sort of saying it's time for you to abandon the way you've been doing things and open yourself up to this flow of a new way of being.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can actually do some deeper work around that and really connect with them deeper. But that's the beginning of what they're sharing with you. But I would definitely love to take that work deeper with you.
Regine, I love that practice too. I think anyone who felt a resonance with the practice you mentioned is it's like something I do every day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The flowy outfits and the dancing in nature. I think it's a beautiful way to connect. And when you do it in a very specific, intentional way, Regine, by calling in those beings, yes, an opening. Okay, let's see here. Kathy in San Jose said, I thought I had grief and sadness until you spoke about abandonment. I have that from childhood, father leaving, an emotionally unavailable mom, also abuse and trauma from childhood and a husband and a boyfriend. They were also emotionally unavailable. Loss of my home also still affects me after 30 years. So that's Kathy in San Jose.
Hi, Kathy. Okay, let's take a look. And, of course, grief and sadness are all, you know, you've experienced a number of losses there that can create that. And abandonment, you know, there's other pieces of abandonment like trust, you know, an inability to trust, pushing people away because of the fear of becoming connected and that person will walk away from you. It can also mean that we abandon our own dreams and aspirations so that we can stay connected to something or someone. So this abandonment energy can show up in so many ways. So let's see what your ancestors can share with you. So on your father's mother's side, lineage 6 generations back, you have a grandmother and grandfather who, I mean, they're sort of like sitting on the edge of their seats going, okay, invite me to come and support you. Invite me to come and help you. Invite us. We're ready. We're ready. They are both, they're both wanting to heal this abandonment energy throughout your family lineage. And they are, forgiveness work is really strongly coming through. Doing some forgiveness work. I would love to support you in this program because that, you know, we're offering, because I can definitely see where these two ancestors can actually come in and do some profound work for you and your family lineage. They are one of the things that you can place on, like creating an altar specifically dedicated to those two. Put pairs of things on your altar. So if you put dollar bills or coins, put 2. If you put a vase, put 2. On your altar, 2 of everything. And that 2 is about creating connection, bonding, unity, and the 2 things should touch. So you can put 2 hearts on your altar. You could put 2 glasses of water on your altar in the morning, but everything should touch in a way that it connects. Because what they're sharing with me is that there is some challenge with that connection and that deep being able to trust. And deeply being connected. And that's a practice that you can start that starts to shift this energy so that you can feel more connected with the people that are around you. And they help to come in with, you know, working with other family members as well. But there's you definitely have support in your lineage. You definitely have support in this. One of the other things, too, write a letter of forgiveness to yourself and forgive yourself for anything that you're feeling like you're feeling any shame or anger or guilt about. Start to write these letters of forgiveness to yourself that you can place on the altar.
Hmm.
And that's a start.
Yeah, that's a big start. Mm-hmm. Kathy, I hope that you received all of that and will explore everything that was shared. Regine just wrote back in and said, thank you both so much. This feels so true. Now looking forward to dancing and flowing in this practice.
Wonderful.
Beautiful, Regine.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Linda from Hobart says, I'm experiencing isolation, feeling somewhat abandoned and distanced from my life purpose and guides. Some challenging health issues have also come to light that have accentuated this even more. Can you help me connect closer with my ancestors that are around me? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the first thing that came immediately is we haven't left you. That's their message. We are with you. We haven't left you. We're surrounding you. We're supporting you. and we are providing healing for you. Is their first message to you. You have a healing ancestor on your mother's father's side, seven generations back, that was an absolute powerful healer. And it's like he may have worked in the medical profession at some level, but he was also very much an energy healer, one who could place hands, one who was able to work with energy. And he said, all you have to do is invite him in. And one of the ways that you can do that is by placing your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your forehead. And let him know that you're inviting him and welcoming him in to bring this energy of healing into your body and into your home. And when you touch those areas in that way, that's how he knows that you're ready for him to come. And when you do that, he brings in the energy that you need to support you with creating more balance and healing in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so he also brings with him four wise female ancestors. And those ancestors are wanting you to know that they're with you, they're supporting you, they're ready for you to invite them in and to partner with them on, you know, all aspects of your life. So you're not alone. This spiritual, you know, like your divine team is ready to support you. And it's just a matter of you taking some time to connect with them.
Mm-hmm. Linda, that was a beautiful message. I hope that you received that and feel some relief from the isolation and really connect in. That's a lot of support there for you, Linda. And so much love to you. Let's see. Lacey in Ontario. Happy season finale. Beautiful, Carrie. Thank you, Lacey. She said, I'm loving all of your perspectives, Monique. I'm actually doing a sacred ceremony with the women in my dad's family tomorrow. Such
Ooh.
Divine timing. Yeah. She said, I would deeply appreciate a message from my ancestors to bring to this ceremony. Thank you so much, Monique, for your amazing gifts.
Oh, my. That is amazing. That's incredible. I would love to even know more about how the ceremony goes, too. Okay, so let's check in with your dad's family. The grandmothers from generations past want you to move in their honor. And I don't know if you're doing this virtually or in person, but if you could select a piece of music, it should be instrumental music without words. And for at least 3 minutes, you move to the energy of the music, and as the person that's doing the ceremony, inviting, sort of like at the beginning of the ceremony, inviting these grandmothers to set the spiritual foundation for your ceremony. And that movement with music is a way to kind of pull them into the experience. One other thing that you can do too is if there is some types of foods that your ancestors enjoyed, then you could have them on a table as another way of inviting your ancestors to be a part of this ceremony. And these grandmothers, they were all very wise, kind, generous women who were not able, because of the times that they lived in, to really express and share that wisdom the way they wanted to. And each one of the women that is in ceremony with you, each one of those has a different connection with that particular, with one of these grandmothers. So you could invite the grandmother that most wants to connect with each one of the women that you're in ceremony with and support them in being a part of the ceremony, and then at the end offer words of gratitude for them being there and continuing the relationship. Because your ancestors want to be a part of that. Definitely.
Good timing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lacey, I can sense that you heard that, and I hope that you will integrate that into the ceremony tomorrow, and so much love to you. So thank you, Monique. One last thing. There's so many, but I'm going to read. Justine said, hi, Dr. Monique. Can you help me connect with my mom who passed away in January this year in a one-on-one session? Thank you. Is that something that you could do if she had a session with you?
Well, yes and no. So I don't want to make any promises to you. It really depends on if your mother's ready. And sometimes a close family member is ready to come and have that session and ready to come forward. And sometimes there are ancestors on his or her behalf that will share with you and speak with you. Sometimes we do these sessions and we help those ancestors with their transition. So there are ways where you may be called to actually help your mom, you know, really settle into her transition and be at peace, or she may come through and share with you. So I don't want to make any promises because it really depends on that particular ancestor. But what I can tell you is that no matter which ancestor comes through, they will share with you messages that will support you with having a deeper connection with your mother. And whatever work we do, we'll be doing work so that your mother can be ascended to be one of those master ancestors that can support you in your life and your journey. But a direct connection with direct messages, that really depends on where she is in her transition.
Thank you for the response. And Monique, thank you for everything that you have shared here. I think that everyone could take something away from the messages that came through. And of course, if someone wants to really explore this more deeply with you, the private session is available, as well as, you know, the gatherings, the online gatherings that are coming up to do a lot more of this deeper healing. So thank you. You're so soothing in your approach, and that's why when I said at the beginning, you're always so in your heart. I mean, it's palpable to feel, you know, the warmth and the tenderness that you bring through when, you know, supporting people through these journeys of healing. So
thank you for acknowledging that. Thank you.
Oh, I feel it. I do every time you're here. I mean, so centered. And I can feel all of the support that you have. You know, all the loving.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was a beautiful gathering, and thank you for ending this season with me with so much love, and I hope that you enjoyed it. And also, anything else, any final message that you would like to leave these beautiful beings with before we say goodbye?
Yes. Well, first, I want to thank you for giving all of us this space to come and share with people and to, you know, share these different ways of connecting with these spiritual beings, and for us to connect with our soul, our purpose, and to live healthier, happier, richer lives. And you bring that forward through this show. And so thank you for being that beacon of light for all of this work. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And then I want to just say, you know, take the first step, connect with your ancestors. There's no right or wrong way. The best way is to connect with those happy, heal, whole ancestors first, and then we can work on healing and changing some of the impacts that the others have made in our lives and our lineage. And I just want to thank the ancestors and all the spiritual beings that have been present here today that have connected us on so many levels, and we ask that they continue to support and guide us as we move forward in our daily lives in full faith. So be it.
That was beautiful, and a lot of people are writing in to say thank you, so I want to read a few of them before we say goodbye. Lacey just wrote back in and said, "I'm beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Monique. I will absolutely bring the grandmothers into the ceremony. I love, love, love the music to begin everything, and we'll call them in. Thank you, thank you, thank you." Linda wrote back in and said, "Thank you so much for connecting to my ancestors and for their powerful, powerful words. I felt some of the huge weight of overwhelm lift off of me and bring much needed hope. So thank you so much, Dr. Monique." Yeah. Thank you, Carrie, as well, for bringing us all together and for your beautiful love and energy. Another great season. Look forward to the next one. Yes, Linda.
Yes.
In 2 weeks, we'll be back for season 21. It gives us time to get everything prepared. So thank you for that, Linda. Sherry said, "Love, love, love, and so much gratitude to all. Such heartfelt messages. Love and blessings. See you all in season 21, Soul Family." Yes. Yes, yes, yes. thank you all so much. And Monique, again, thank you for our time together and for just the light that you are. And
thank you.
You're so welcome. And everybody who's joined us or who will listen, thank you for the gift of your mystical, magical, beautiful presence. Thank you for your time, your readiness, your willingness, your love, and your presence today. It is a gift and an honor to have you with us. Notice how you're feeling with what you heard, what stood out for you, what shifted for you. Notice what is opening up for you or what's possible. And then just let the beautiful blessings flow. Open, open, open to receive the benefits of everything that has been ignited within you today and with your ancestors. Remember also you are a sacred being. You are a creator, a multidimensional master of light. Step into that role and receive the support if you need it. That's why we provide all these beautiful offerings. So please consider the special offers that Monique has created for you to really step into your divine purpose and let some of these repeat burdens, you know, subside once and for all. So thank you for joining us for season 20. How exciting. It's been 5 years, Monique, this particular show. So,
wow.
Thank you for being a part of it, you know, multiple seasons with me. And I look forward to having you back, Monique. Probably in 2021. I mean, 2022. Oh
my gosh, I look forward to it. Yes. Thank you. I always enjoy being here, so thank you.
Yes, well, we will all come back together. Everyone, remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient, you are dearly loved, and you are not alone. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth, grace, glory, and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, which is in 2 weeks on October the 4th, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light very soon. Bye, everybody.